today, when is a pivot not a pivot? Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and problem news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Today, I'm joined by Peter from Mozo. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Martin. Thanks for having me on.
Well, great to have you back on again. And we had a 25 basis point hike yesterday from the RBA. In other words, a normal size hike rather than a mega size hike. And it's interesting how everybody is saying, oh, that means that they've stopped. Well, what do you think? Have they stopped or have they just slowed down? What do you think?
No, the RBA has made it really clear that they plan to increase rates more before the end of this year and possibly into next year. It's great to see that they've slowed the pace a little from the consecutive 50 basis points increases, but with a total of 250 basis points added to rates since May, it's been a record-breaking run for them. So I think it's time for them to take a breath and just let the effects of the last 6 months flow through the economy a bit more.
And it's interesting that Westpac came out almost immediately and said, we're still holding 3.6% as the terminal rate. It'll just be a month later, right? So to my mind, this doesn't signal a massive, about face. But that's how it's being reported, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite strange. I would have thought that this was expected. That's certainly what I was thinking would happen. I'm surprised that anyone thinks it's a change of direction. And I don't think the RBA has said anything that signals a change of direction either.
No, in fact, they've been a little bit more assertive in their comments from yesterday that rates will go higher later. It's just a matter of how quickly. But you made another important point. There's been a huge increase in rates since May, so the sixth hike in a row. But it takes time for this to filter through, doesn't it? Because there's a bit of a process that, the bank announces it, then the individual banks have to make their decision, and then they have to actually announce it formally, and then they have to write out to customers, and then they have to make the changes. So how far do you think we're actually through the real rate rises hitting real accounts of real customers yet?
Oh, look, I think we're probably sort of halfway. The Commonwealth Bank has produced some analysis that says it takes them 3 months. I think that's probably a little on the long side for a lot of lenders, and it's more like 2 months. There's a bit of a delay, but I think at least half of the increases will be being felt by people making their mortgage repayments right now.
And I'm certainly seeing that in my surveys, that more people are saying, oh, wow, it's gone up quite a lot. And, the quantum we're talking about here, I don't think I've ever seen such a big change in such a short amount of time. And that, of course, is going to put a lot of pressure on a lot of households at a time when inflation is also running quite hot too.
Yeah, well, it's not long ago that the best rates in the Mozo database were sitting just above 2%, and some were even lower than that. The average owner-occupier variable rate that we have in our tracking system right now is a bit over 5%. So that means that a lot of people are being exposed to increases of about 3% already. So it's quite significant and will make a meaningful dent in household budgets.
Absolutely. And I guess the other point is that some people are on fixed rates. And, of course, they'll have a little bit of runway, but at some point those fixed rates then, either default back to a high variable rate or they'll have to renegotiate another fixed rate. Either way, there's going to be quite a step up. And I think there's quite a lot of money over the next 12 months or so going to go through that step-up process.
Yeah, so there's a bit of a cushion built into the system at the moment just because of how popular those fixed rates were during the main pandemic period. Those people will have to find a new home for their loan within the next 12 months or so for the majority of them. So it'll be interesting to see how they cope with those increases.
And I guess the other point here is that projections are rates are going to go up higher. We know that the banks have already announced that they're passing on the additional 25. So there's that. Be under no illusion. You know, if rates go up, they're going to pass them on, aren't they?
Yeah, look, and it's been really interesting this week. One of the things that's a bit different to the previous rate increases is that, you know, they've usually been taking 2 or 3 weeks even to say what their position's going to be in regard to rate increases, and it's generally been passing on the full amount. So I don't think there was ever much question about what they were going to do. It was merely strategy and their timing. This time around, we've had a huge number of lenders announce their increases already. You know, the Big Four, Macquarie and Suncorp, have all already said that they will be passing on the full 25 basis points increase. So, you know, I think, you know, any bank saying that they're a bit surprised by yesterday's decision could be being a bit disingenuous. They certainly seem to have their press releases and announcements and plans already in place.
Yeah, it rather got the sense that some people were pretty close to knowing if they didn't quite know, right? Which is interesting. Maybe they just had 2 press releases ready to go, you know, whichever way they went, because everybody knew rates were going to go up.
Oh, perhaps. But, you know, as I said in previous cash rate increases, it has taken weeks for most lenders to announce what they're going to do. This time around, very different story. So I'm not sure what's driving that. But perhaps it's just that the mood has changed and everyone's getting used to rate increases. So, you know, there's less of, PR trouble in going first and going early and announcing your rate increase. Yes.
Everybody's got used to it, a bit like the boiling frog in the pan, right? Eventually. Now, a couple of other interesting questions. What's the competitive dynamic currently in the mortgage market? You know, are there still attractor deals out there? Are there banks trying to actually coax people to refinance? I saw the refinance numbers were quite high from the ABS the other day.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that there's a lot of refinance activity going on. You know, a lot of lenders are holding back on some of the rate increases for new customers. So their existing customers might get hit with the full increase, but their special offers for people refinancing could be quite a bit lower. And, you know, over the last month, we saw a lot of lenders lift all their rates by 50 basis points, but then there are some who are holding back on some of the increase for owner-occupiers with lower LVRs in particular, and trying to attract new customers. But in addition, there's also still plenty of cashback offers out there. You know, it's not hard to find an offer that'll give you $5,000 cashback and on a fairly competitive rate too. So, yeah, there's definitely a lot of heat in the market, even though there's not a lot of property purchasing going on.
Well, it's pretty much the only game in town, because the new loans was down again, you know, although the first buyer was a little bit higher. So effectively, the banks are fighting over the existing carcasses, right? So they're trying to find a way. And as we've said on previous shows, there are still people not actually on the best available rates. So not surprising that we're hopefully seeing people wake up to that and look for the better rates.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's very easy to find that you're paying, you know, 1% or more above what you need to be with your existing lender. And it's certainly worth having a conversation if you do find that you're paying over the odds compared with their headline rates. You know, you just need to be prepared, do a little bit of homework, and make it clear that you're prepared to go and talk to another lender. You know, they don't want to lose you as a customer. It takes a lot of work to sign up new customers. So if they've got a customer who's saying, hey, I'm ready to walk out the door, they will bend over backwards to keep you. And it's a very simple way to leverage yourself into a much better rate.
Yeah, and of course, the other side of it is it's more convenient for you, because you don't have to go around and, you know, remortgage or anything. Just pick up the phone and make a fuss.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about deposit rates, because, you know, traditionally, lifts to deposit rates have tended to be slower and perhaps less generous. What are we seeing at the moment there?
Yeah, look, there's definitely some competition heating up there as well. The best at-call deposit rates right now are around 3.5%, unless you're under 35 years old, where you can grab a 4% rate from Bank of Queensland. But along with this announcement, Macquarie said, okay, we're increasing our home loan rates by 25 basis points, but they've also said that their base at-call deposit rate will be up 45 basis points to 3.2%, and its introductory bonus rate up 30 basis points to 4%. So they're definitely leading the charge on the deposit front right now for at-call rates. But also, CommBank showing some signs of life and competition, which is great to see from the biggest bank. They've announced that their one-year term deposit rate will increase 135 basis points to 3.35%, which is pretty good for a year. And their 18-month special that they've been running for the last few months, they're going to be increasing that by 35 basis points to 3.7%. Those two rates are coming into effect from the 10th of October. But there's also a whole range of smaller players who are competing, particularly in the term deposit space. So Judo Bank, they're a business-focused bank, but they obviously want to get term deposit funds to support their business lending, so they have some great competitive rates. And also AMP Banking, super competitive. So those two are definitely worth checking out if you're looking for a great term deposit rate.
Yes, and there's a little bit of fluidity in there in the deposit, so shop around again. But was there one interesting thing I noticed, that UBank is going to stop making UBank deposits?
Yeah, they've been pruning their deposit range for about a year now. They stopped taking term deposits a while ago. I think it was early last year. And now they're going to stop taking new savings customers. I guess they're a brand of NAB, so it's part of NAB's strategy. As a long-time UBank customer, I find it disappointing, but there are others that are stepping into the breach. So yeah, it just means having a look a bit further afield and making sure that you're not just looking at the big guys.
Yeah, I think shop around, again, using the comparison tools that are brilliantly available now, and you can really see where the best deals are. And as you say, even some of the call rates now are pretty good. But the term deposit rates in particular look quite interesting. And, rates will probably go higher still. So sometimes sitting in a call account for a little while and see what happens, it might be better than locking yourself into a longer term now.
Yeah, what I have noticed recently is that longer-term deposit rates, so the 2 to 5 year rates, are still going up, but they're going up quite slowly. Where the real competition is right now is in the sort of 3 to 8 month territory. So those shorter terms where the banks can offer their best rates but not be locked into paying top rates for more than a year. Some really good offers around the 3 or 4 month mark at the moment.
Yeah, we'll just touch on credit cards. Credit card rates are still horribly high at the moment, aren't they? Really very little change there. But unfortunately, I'm seeing more people now putting more debts onto credit cards.
Yeah, look, credit cards are becoming more prominent again after a couple of years where buy now, pay later was the only game in town. People are turning to their credit cards for a quick cash boost and to cover expenses. And those rates did not come down when rates were coming down. A few rates are being pushed up at the moment. It pays to check what rate you're paying on those cards. Perhaps even look at a personal loan, although, personal loan rates are starting to head up again at the moment. So some of the really cheap deals that are around in that space are drying up.
Well, I noticed in my surveys that some people who've got big obligations on their mortgages and therefore cash flow problems are actually having to reach for some of those credit products, which means that, of course, they're going to pay quite a lot more. And that, I think, is a bit of a sign of stress that we're probably going to see more of. So I wouldn't be surprised to see the personal credit growth take a bit of a hike up. And, of course, that means the banks can make a bit more money off them through their higher interest rates.
Yeah, it's sad but true. credit cards are so convenient and easy, but the rates they charge are outrageous for the most part. There are a few good products around, though. You know, you can get rates down around the 10% mark. You know, if you're carrying a balance and you're paying 15% or more, you know, you really need to look around for another product, something that's more suited to someone that's carrying a balance long term.
So just then, standing back, Peter, you know, we're in this higher interest rate environment. Rates are going to continue to go up. They're going to be higher for longer. So what is the sort of the number one piece of advice that you'd give to those households and businesses that are thinking about what to do in the current environment?
Oh, it's more important than ever to just check what rate you're on, what rate you could be on, and taking action to change products if you need to. You know, the rate that you're paying has a huge impact on the amount that you need to find each month and how quickly you pay down your loan. So it's absolutely worth doing.
Yes, and it's interesting, again, in my surveys, a lot of people actually don't know the rates that they're on. So step one is find out what rates you're on. Step two is check to see what the best available rates are. And step three, make the change. Look, I know it's a bit of a pain, but it's not really that difficult, is it? That's the point.
Yeah, it's not the most interesting topic, but the amount of money it can save you makes it worth it.
Yeah, and the point there is that, you know, if you think about the alternative, which is stop spending on some of the things you'd like to spend money on because you can't afford to, well, here's a way of keeping your lifestyle in balance while paying less to the banks and reducing their profitability, not your own cash flow. So it is worth doing from all sorts of perspectives, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Just a small change can save you thousands of dollars over even a year.
Well, I appreciate your time today, Peter, as always, and always good to get your insights as to what's going on. I'm sure we'll be chatting again as the rates move ahead.
Look forward to it.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks.